is the Good Friday service. You have the notes that start on page 2. Page 1 is the homework. In preparation, you'll need a small drink and bread or biscuit for communion. Let's pray. Lord, I'm at home at a virtual service and Satan would want me to take this lightly. So I stand against that. The day is called Good Friday, but in fact it was a terrible Friday. Except for one thing, the big thing, you won. It was a hideous Friday, but you won. You were betrayed, your friend denied you, your three friends, your best friends, fell asleep when you were desperate in prayer. False witnesses were brought against you. Political correctness caused Pilate to give in to the Jewish leaders. You were mocked, spat on, whipped, stripped, humiliated, and crucified, but you won. Nothing that I have ever experienced or ever will experience even comes near to that. So what I ask for as I read and listen to this service, at the end, is to be thankful for your sacrifice on that day. That's it. I just do not want to be ungrateful. This weekend is not about Easter eggs, rabbits or hot cross buns. I will not let Satan steal the meaning of your day from me. You are an amazing Saviour. Absolutely amazing. Amen. Right click on the link in blue there and click on open hyperlink and you'll get the song. Continue then and read Matthew 26:26-30. And as they were eating, Jesus took bread and blessed and broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body." Then he took the cup and gave thanks and gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. For this is my blood of the new covenant, which I shed for many for the remission of sins. But I say to you, I will not drink of the fruit of the vine from now on until that day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom." And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Jesus used the celebration of the Passover meal to initiate the new covenant. The old Passover meal celebrated the escape from the 400-year bondage of slavery in Egypt. The new covenant celebrates the escape from the bondage of sin forever. At this meal, Jesus transforms the meaning of the elements so that the bread now means his body and the cup now means his blood. God required the Jews to celebrate the Passover annually so that they would always remember his love for them in rescuing them. So too, we need these emblems to remind us of the sacrifice of Jesus at Calvary when he rescued us. A new and living way was being established by the death and resurrection of Jesus. Hebrews chapter 9. Now once, at the end of the ages, he has appeared to put away sin by the sacrifice of himself. And as it is appointed for men to die once, and after this the judgment, so Christ was offered once to bear the sins of many. To those who eagerly wait for him, he will appear a second time, apart from sin, for salvation. The word for shed is ek-io, which means to pour out, and refers to liquid running freely. The phrase shedding blood refers to killing. Jesus took the place of the lambs that were killed at Passover. In Romans 3:25, the word ekkeo is used for the pouring out of God's love. Now hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out in our hearts by the Holy Spirit who was given to us. So, we should see the connection between the agony of sacrifice and the love that comes to us. Let's pray for the bread. Lord, thank you for pain. Without my experience of pain, I would never have even a glimpse of your sacrifice for me. Thank you for your willingness to offer your body for me. Thank you for teaching me that I, as part of the church, am part of your body. As I take this bread, I deliberately break whatever links to the flesh that are outside your will for me. The flesh and the world have so corrupted our thinking that we do not even know what we're missing. So I break the bread in memory of you breaking the body to achieve the will of God, the salvation of souls. Amen. Take the bread, pause, and let's pray for the cup. But I take the cup. It's a symbol of your blood poured out for me, which reminds me of your love poured out for me. It is also a huge celebration that all of my sins are washed away. It matters not what people think of me, it's what you think of me that matters. And your word in Hebrews 4 encourages me to come boldly to the throne of grace, to obtain mercy and find grace to help in a time of need. That an awareness of my sinful self, I would never understand the word boldly. Thank you for that awareness. I so need to come to you, not once or twice, but over and over and over again. There are days full of needs that we live in these days. Health, finances, prodigals, and the foreboding of something huge globally are all in our brain. But even just the start of coming to you for that needs the confidence that the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. So, this cup gets me started. It gets me to boldly approach the throne of grace and put into your lap things that break my heart. Thank you for the reminder that I am cleansed and washed and forgiven. Amen. Put into the lap of God things that break your heart and take the cup and then read on. Link for Amazing Grace and sing the song. Ding from Matthew 26, 31-35. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night, for it is written, I will strike the shepherd, and the sheep of the flock will be scattered. But after I have been raised, I will go before you to Galilee. Peter answered and said to him, even if all are made to stumble because of you, I will never be made to stumble. Jesus said to him, assuredly, I say to you that this night before the rooster crows, you will deny me three times. Peter said to him, even if I have to die with you, I will not deny you. And so said all the disciples. Pray again. Father God, I pray for the courage to stand strong for you. For us in 2020 in WA, it seems like very petty courage. But I need the alertness to speak out for you, to use words like, God bless you, I'll pray for you. I know those people from church. I need people around me to know that we are connected. So I pray for a boldness, an alertness to be ready, and words from you. Amen. We've seen in the 2,000 years since the life of Jesus, a huge persecution of Christians. Peter and the disciples fall this time, but in the end, all except John are executed for their faith. 3 decades after this event, at about 64 AD, Peter stands strong as a rock, just like Jesus called him, rock. After Herod executed James in the year 44 AD, he had Peter arrested. But miraculously, an angel rescued Peter from jail. According to tradition, He spent his final years in Rome. He wrote 2 Peter whilst awaiting execution in prison, detained with Paul. They converted 2 guards and 47 others. After 9 months, he was given a severe flogging and crucified upside down at his request, saying he was unworthy of dying in the same manner as Jesus. Are you discouraged by your failure? We expect failure, but we must never give up. One thing we continuously see in the classroom is success after getting it wrong. The good thing about failure is that we see where and how we go wrong. God's persistent love for us as a father is amazing. Sing the song, How Deep the Father's Love for Us. Click on it and sing with me. A little time in prayer then. Pause and spend time. Thank God for his love. Here are some suggestions. Your parents and family, your friends, Darlington Christian Fellowship, your finances, your health, your job, of course your salvation. Reading on, then Jesus came with them to a place called Gethsemane and said to the disciples, sit here while I go and pray over there. And he took with him Peter and the 2 sons of Zebedee. And he began to be sorrowful and deeply distressed. Then he said to them, my soul is exceedingly sorrowful, even to death. Stay here and watch with me. He went a little farther and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will. Then he came to the disciples and found them sleeping and said to Peter, what? Could you not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, lest you enter into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. Again, a second time he went away and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. So he left them, went away again and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then he came to his disciples and said to them, are you still sleeping and resting? Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is being betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. See, my betrayer is at hand. How often we face hard times alone. Friends are there, but you still walk alone. Sometime after our daughter died, soon I realized we were both emotionally bankrupt and could not do anything to support each other. Jesus understands the loneliness of our suffering and grief. There are 2 ways we can go in these hard times. We can curse God for not doing things our way, or we can surrender to the will of God and say, your will be done. Verse 2, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honour, that he, by the grace of God, might taste death for everyone. For it was fitting for him, from whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Sing together the song, All to Jesus I Surrender. Of that 4th verse, all to Jesus I surrender. Lord, I give myself to thee. Fill me with thy love and power. Let thy blessing fall on me. Pray for that for each other. Pray to have the courage in the loneliness of grief to want God's will to be done. Matthew 27. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole garrison around him. And they stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him. When they had twisted a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! Then they spat on him and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took the robe off him, put his own clothes on him, and led him away to be crucified. Standing up for the truth will bring strong opposition and hatred. We see it repeatedly in the scriptures in the lives of people like Joseph, Moses, Jeremiah, and many others. This hatred comes from a pride that refuses to see and admit that they are wrong. But deep down, they know they are wrong. Evolution is an example of this blindness. How can anyone really believe that some gases exploded and life was formed so that adult humans, male and female, and all the thousands of other species were the result is stupendous. These soldiers refused to see beyond the flesh. The link and sing the song, Oh to See the Dawn, of the darkest day, Christ on the road to Calvary, the power of the cross. Q27. They came out and found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, him they compelled to bear his cross, and when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, place of a skull, they gave him sour wine mingled with gall to drink, and when he had tasted it, he would not drink. Then they crucified him and divided his garments, casting lots that it might be fulfilled, which was spoken by the prophets. They divided my garments among them, and for my clothing they cast lots. Sitting down, they kept watch over him, and they put over his head the accusation written against him, This is Jesus, the King of the Jews. Then two robbers were crucified with him, one on the right and another on the left. And those who passed by blasphemed him, wagging their heads and saying, You who destroy the temple and build it in 3 days, save yourself. If you are the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise, the chief priests also, mocking with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. Even the robbers who were crucified with him reviled him at the same thing. Matthew misses the observation of Luke in Luke 23, where the second robber acknowledges the lordship of Jesus and receives salvation. Then he said to Jesus, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus said to him, Assuredly I say to you, today you will be with me in paradise. What made the change? I think it was the manner in which Jesus accepted his death. Jesus knew that he had to die to defeat death, but it was an action of great faith in God. It was also an example for us to die believing that glory awaits us. How we accept suffering is a huge witness of God's life in us. Now, from the sixth hour until the ninth hour, there was a darkness all over the land, and about the ninth hour, Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani, that is, my God, why have you forsaken me? Why is this line put in the gospel? Surely, it is here to encourage us that when we feel rejected by God, when the finances collapse, when the family has huge troubles, when the friends fail us and all of our prayers seem to fall to the ground, then the true test comes. Are we faithful followers of Jesus just for what we can get, or because he is the Son of God who saved us and we love him? Just finished reading the story of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego in Daniel. And it would be similar for them, with the prospects in less than an hour's time of being thrown into a furnace of fire and dying, and having nothing to save them except for God. They stand firm in their love and faithfulness to God. At moments like that, nothing else matters. It doesn't matter that you've forgotten your shopping. It doesn't matter whether you've mowed the lawn. It doesn't matter if your finances have failed. It doesn't matter if there's COVID-19 all around. What matters is that you stand strong for God. We have to stay true to God in the face of huge battering, just like Job did. Jesus has already committed his heart. Oh my Father, if this cup cannot pass away from me unless I drink it, your will be done. And he puts that in the Lord's Prayer. Thy will be done. And we pray it. And we pray it loosely and lightly. But there will come a time when nothing else matters, but we stand for the will of God and the heart of God. Where we say we don't love God for what we can get out of it, but we love for what we can give. So while he seems to have lost everything, even contact with God, he stands firm. At this stage, he could have abandoned the cross and mankind would be lost forever. This is amazing love. Who breaks the power of darkness and sin? Open the hyperlink and go for it. Who breaks the power of sin and darkness, whose love is mighty and so much stronger? And sing, this is amazing grace. Matthew 27. Some of those who stood there when they heard that said, this man is calling for Elijah. Immediately one of them ran and took a sponge, filled it with sour wine, and put it on a reed, and offered it to him to drink. The rest said, let him alone. Let us see if Elijah will come to save him. And Jesus cried out again with a loud voice and yielded up his spirit. Then behold, the veil of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth quaked, and the rocks were split, and the graves were opened, and many bodies of the saints who had fallen asleep were raised. And coming out of the graves after his resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many. So, when the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and the things that had happened, they feared greatly, saying, truly, this is the Son of God. And many women who followed Jesus from Galilee, ministering to him, were there looking on from afar, among whom were Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of Zebedee's sons. The world rarely connects the cataclysmic events of the spiritual, but the Bible does. Believers today are reticent to make the connection between the fires and flood and corona with the sin in our nation. Here are some other links in the Bible. You know them already. The flood of Noah. In Genesis 6:5, God sees the wickedness of man and he was grieved in his heart and says, I will destroy man. The 10 plagues of Egypt. In Joshua 10, the sun stands still. Sixth seal, the trumpets in Revelation 8, the bowls of wrath in Revelation 16, the calming of the sea in John 6:18. Our Western scientific mind would have dismissed the earthquake as coincidence, but huge things happened when Jesus yielded up his spirit. And when evening had come, there was a rich man from Arimathea named Joseph, who himself had also become a disciple of Jesus. This man went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded the body to be given to him. When Joseph had taken the body, he wrapped it in a clean linen cloth and laid it in his tomb, which he had hewn out of the rock. And he rolled a large stone against the door of the tomb and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting opposite the tomb. Highlight the link and sing the song, Great is Thy Faithfulness, O God my Father. What a magnificent hymn. And let's close with a prayer. Lord Jesus, thank you for the cross and all it means. In all the trials of this life, you've given us a hope that is solid rock. You beat death. The one seemingly invincible weapon of Satan, you conquered it. You conquered death. Death is swallowed up in victory. Thank you and praise you, your wonderful name. Amen.